you put it behind his left ear. He's right-handed, you put it behind his right ear. That would be the closest place, easiest.
And this is your, you call this your...
your Adam apple?
Well, what else did they call it? What about that thing that went up and down?
Your goozle pipe? It probably happened to one of them fights the other night, huh?
Yeah, you see that?
He hit him on the Adam apple and he couldn't swallow. He couldn't talk.
Hit him with
his what? With his gloves. Yeah. Caught him right there.
When you hit somebody, you hit him with your...
fist?
Make two...
gloves?
Two what? When you're going to fight somebody, you make out of your... what do you make? You make two... double up both
two licks at them, or two passes at them, or...
double up both your what? Both your...
Talking about that Adam... Adam apple deer. My uncle was going hunting one morning, and there were several of them in a boat, and they were paddling, talking. Yeah. All of a sudden, my uncle didn't answer.
So after
a while, they heard him coughing. He said, "What's the matter, Pulley?" He said, "A doggone mullet jumped. He said, hit me on my Adam apple, and I couldn't swallow." That mullet, he scared that mullet, and that mullet jumped and caught him right then, and he couldn't hit him, man. He couldn't talk. I used to hear the old people talk about that.
Did mullet jump like that?
Yeah, you scare him, man. He jumped like that.
And guess who's going to be up with her tonight?
I used to hear him paddling, and that mullet jumped, man. That mullet jumped, caught him right there. He couldn't talk and nothing. He didn't know what happened. All of a sudden, he shut up. He couldn't get no more answers. So finally, he got the way he could swallow, and he answered.
Hey,
he
said,
"Some mullet hit me over here."
I thought you were going to say he ate the mullet. The mullet went in his mouth and...
no, he got him on the Adam apple. Oh, them days they had too many good fish to eat. Mullet.
Is that so?
Oh, it's a mullet. Mullet was a... trash them days. During Depression, we were glad to get them. We used to throw cast net. You know what a cast net is? We go alongside the barrier. We'd have nothing. We'd get tired of what we'd have for breakfast, like eggs with something else, you know. We always had a heavy breakfast when we get our dinner. Feel like that. We always eat a heavy breakfast. I was raised that way, and I still like it. I have eggs and sausage, eggs and ham and things like that, you know. So, during Depression, we used to take a cast net. We'd get tired of what we was eating. And the old man would tell me, "Light that lantern." And there's an old cool oil lantern, you know. "And we gotta go catch a mess of fish for tomorrow morning. We're going to have fish and grits tomorrow morning." We go over there alongside the bay over there, and then we go over there. We didn't catch enough over there, then we go over there by the church over there. So all the edge of that bay was clean there, you know. He had a net made with big mesh and a big heavy twine. If it get hang up, it wouldn't tear loose, you know, and made especially for that. Man, we'd come back home with one of these arm baskets, you know.
Yeah, back. Full of fish.
All the fish we wanted. Bass, big perch, mullet.
Where's he at?
Have something to eat, all right.
The damn thing's gonna
sit there and,
smoke, isn't it?
And stall like some people did. You
he
go
said
with that.
Just coming across the bridge.
The old man was gonna find something.